Now let's talk the beautiful game on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
RSL with only two regular season matches remaining on the schedule, coming off an unfortunate loss to the San Jose Earthquakes this past Saturday out in the Bay Area. So it was a bad day for teams from Utah in the Bay Area.
Yeah, they didn't do well.
Things didn't go well in Berkeley. Things didn't go well in San Jose. The head man from RSL joins us now, Jeff Kassar. Coach, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Before we get to the extended break you guys have before the Sporting matchup, 2-1 loss on Saturday in San Jose. How did it happen?
Yeah, it's really disappointing. At the end of the day, I think we just didn't execute well enough. We had a few opportunities to find the back of the net more. Didn't do that. And a recipe for not getting results is giving up set play goals. And it's something that we concentrated on. We knew that it was a strength of San Jose's, and they were able to get away from our marks and obviously score that goal. So that's really disappointing. So we gave the guys a few days off to regroup, recharge your batteries, refocus, come back with a renewed energy to finish out these last two games.
You guys have seemed to have played well in stretches and maybe poorly in other stretches, five straight games without a win for you at this point right now.
Yeah.
Does that maybe bode well for you when you hit the playoffs if you do get on that hot streak and you think maybe, hey, we're playing well at this time, even though right now maybe you aren't?
Yeah, I think in these last five games we haven't put together that complete performance where you dominate offensively and you really eliminate the other team from getting scoring opportunities. I look back at our last game in that five-game stretch, and I'd say our game against Dallas was very good. I thought we limited their chances. We created a lot of chances. But it seems that when we do get a shutout, we're not really finishing things on the other end. And then when we are finishing things on the other end, we're leaking some goals defensively. So, that's a little bit trying for us right now. But at the end of the day, we're still in a very good position. Right now we're in the playoffs and in a position that we'd want to be in. But we do have to take care of business on Sunday, first and foremost, at home, 3 points. And then that can really put us into a position to where we want to finish.
A little bit of time off before that Sunday matchup against Sporting Kansas City. What's the best way this late in the season to manage that extended break?
Well, we have several players that are nursing some minor injuries, and I think with this time off, everyone's off their feet. Obviously, we have some workouts for them to do while they're gone, wherever that may be, to stay fit. But really, just to start to let these injuries heal. So when they are training, when they are playing, it's at 100%, not just 80%.
You guys are in a position, like you said, where you're still battling to get in the playoffs. Right now you're in, you can get as high as probably the 3 seed if you look at it from a realistic standpoint, but you could also get knocked out. I mean, how much have you talked to your players about just staying focused and staying on task and making sure that they just continue to do what they do and don't let this fall apart late in the season?
Yeah, really the message is everything is in our hands, and that's a wonderful place to be. With that being said, you have to take those moments and capitalize on them, and to be completely honest, we haven't done that in the last few matches. It's kind of ironic that a lot of teams besides Seattle haven't been seizing their opportunities as well. And Seattle has been. They're obviously creeping up into the playoffs now with games in hand. So it's very delicate time. We have to use these next, about 9 days to really prepare ourselves for our match against Kansas City. and make sure that we're focused. We know that we know our game plan, and then on top of that, now executing it.
Jeff Kassar, head coach of Real Salt Lake, is our guest here for a couple more minutes on O'Connell and Swinney. This late in the season, with the playoff picture so dicey, are you able to scout matchups for what might be coming in the playoffs, or do you just have to focus on the task at hand with Sporting?
We can't afford to start getting into that conversation of who we be playing in the playoffs. What we want to do is make sure we're hosting that game no matter what. That's going to set up for the rest of the playoffs. So having a home game and then playing the following game at home would be extremely beneficial. Obviously, we don't want to go on the road in Seattle, then go on the road again 4 days later, and then come home and have to do that. Obviously, we'd relish the opportunity, but we really want to be playing in front of our fans and feeding off their energy that we definitely need.
RSL has had Sporting's number so far this season. Why do you think you guys have matched up so well?
Well, you know, I mean, they're an extremely tough team to play against. I think as a group, we've been focused on both sides of the ball because if you open yourself up too much against Kansas City, they can make you pay. So I think we've had really good defensive game plans going into Kansas City. Everyone's been on the same page. Everyone's been sacrificing themselves. And then in turn, it's putting ourselves in very good positions to attack. And on top of that, we've been putting away our opportunities that we've had, that we've scored, you know, a good amount of goals in Kansas City, which is extremely difficult. So we need to, you know, obviously tighten up things in the back, but then we have to be lethal in our finishing, because that's the kind of thing that if we get a goal early, it can really open up the game. And teams have really been packing it in against us, making it extremely difficult for us to penetrate them. And then they've been scoring on their one or two opportunities, which you know, obviously makes the game, is scoring goals. So we have to be lethal, much more clinical in the final third to have success.
We talk about it in every sport that when you get down to crunch time, sometimes you have to ride the hot hand, or I guess in the case of soccer, the hot foot. Is there anyone on your squad right now that is playing particularly well that you feel like in those really important situations, you have to find ways to get them touches?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't think it's going to be one player to have success. I think it's going to be, you know, our entire group. Obviously, we scored against Kansas City on an attacking set play, which is going to be critical heading into the playoffs, is defending set plays extremely well, and then also coming up with attacking schemes for set plays to score. Because, again, like I said, defenses are getting tight. It's harder and harder to penetrate, and it comes down to a play here or there, which can then change the tide of the game. So I think we need our entire attacking group to step up and seize those moments, those critical moments, goal-scoring opportunities. But it's not one player. I think it's going to be our attacking group and really, at the end of the day, our entire team.
Is it too late in the season to tinker with lineups and maybe try something different with the lack of success you've had in scoring goals recently?
No, it's not. I mean, you know, there's always open competition for everything. But this is a time of the year where you really want to lean on your leadership, your experienced players to come through, because they've done it before in the past, and you need them to now to be successful. But that doesn't mean that there's not open competition, and whoever's playing at the best at that time will play, because there are some positions that need to be solidified, and that comes through training and obviously performances and games.
Coach, enjoy these, I guess, this extended training period before the matchup with Sporting, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, Coach.